Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Our Mishnah now continues to discuss the halacha of a Zakan Mamre, that our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said that this too was one of the situations for which there's a Chiyav Misas Chenek, and our Mishnah Gemara now will go on to teach us the halacha when there is a chiyuv mises chenek for a zaka mamre. Says the Mishnah, zaka mamre al pi bezdin. A zaka mamre is someone who goes against the psak of the Sanhedrin that sits, as we're going to see, in the Lishkas Hagazis. Shenema, as the Torah teaches us, ki polimim chadavah l'mishpat, and the Torah goes on to explain that such a person who goes against their psak is a zaken mamre, who will be chayiv misas bezdin. Explains the Mishnah. Kushloisha batei dinim hayusham. There were three batei dinim in Yerushalayim. Echad yoshev pesach harabayis. One sat at the entrance to the harabayis. The Mefarshim explained it means that bezdin sat at the entrance to the Ezras Noshim. Vechad Yosheva Pesach HaZorah. Another Bezdin sat on the at the opening, at the entrance to the Azorah. Vechad Yosheva Lishkas HaGozes. And the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGozes. And here the Mishnah says what happened was there was a question came up in a local Bezdin and they could not come to a resolution. So the first stop they make is Boin Lezesh al Pesach Harabayis. They come to the entrance of the Terbezdin sits at the entrance of the Harabayis, Voimer, and they say, Kach Darashti v'kach Darshu Chaverai. We have here the person, the member of the Bezdin, who doesn't want to accept the ruling of the rest of the Bezdin, and he says, Kach Darashti v'kach Darshu Chaverai. Kach lamadati v'kach lamdu chaveirai. The Tosus Yontif has two pshatim and how to explain kach derashti v'kein darshu chaveirai. One pshat that he suggests is the Rashti refers to where he said this halacha. Kach derashti that I said this halacha b'rabim, that's one pshat v'kein darshu chaveirai. That drasha is something that refers to a halacha that was said publicly, and limdu refers to a halacha that was said privately with, amongst talmidim. Another pshat that it says is the Rashti refers to something that he explained that's pshat in a pasuk, and limdu is something that he didn't say that is the definition of the words of the pasuk, but rather what limdu means that they learned it through one of the shloish esrei midos shatayra nedreshes behem. Im shamu, if this bezdin has a mesayra, has a tradition regarding this question, omlehem, they tell them what they know. Mimlav, but if they don't have a mesayra regarding this issue, ba'in la'osin shal pesach hazara, they come to the next bezdin. The Bezdin that sits at the opening of the entrance to the Azar of Omer. And again, they have the same dialogue. Kach derashti v'kach darshu chaveri. Kach lamarati v'kach limdu chaveri. Im shamo amalahem. Again, if this Bezdin has a tradition as a Messiah regarding this question, they say it. V'mlav elu v'elim boin lebezdin ha'golosh v'lishkos ha'gozos. They all come now to the Bezdin ha'godol in the Lishkos ha'godol. Shemenu Yosef Torah L'chol Yisrael, that is the Bezdin, the ultimate final authority. Shnemar min amakam hu shiyivcha Hashem. The question that the Rishonim discuss is why don't they go to that Bezdin right away? Why do they wait to first go to the prior Batei Dinim? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that they do this because they want to. The Bezdin Hagadol is very occupied with all sorts of questions regarding halachic matters, so they want to avoid asking them questions if at all possible. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that they want the Zokim Mamre to see that this is a question that so many people are, that how many people are relying on the Sanhedrin HaGadol for Paskin, and perhaps when this Zokim Mamre sees the respect that the Bezdin HaGadol has and the authority that they have, and that the other Batei Dinim all join in trying to get a psak from the Sanhedrin, that will prevent him from going against what the Sanhedrin says. Another pshat that I saw is because we want to show respect to the other two Batei Dinim that sat there, and the way that respect is shown is by going to them first. Chazor Leroy, if this Zokei now goes back home, Shana Velima Kederek Shoyu Lemet, and he still doesn't change his mind, he still paskins as he did previously, Potter. He's Potter. Because all he did was just teach that way, he didn't tell anybody to act according to his psak. However, not only did he just teach his opinion, but he taught people to follow that ruling, which contradicts what the Bezdin says, then Chayiv, then he's put to Mises Chenik. Shnema, Vishesh Yasa Bezodin, Eino Chayiv, such a person is not held responsible, Achiyoy Relasois, until he gives a psak what they should do. Talmud, Shahira, however, says if this person is only a Talmud, and even though he's disagreeing with the Bezdin HaGadol, and he's a disagreeing Shahira Lasois, his disagreement is he's telling people to act that way, he's still Potter. Says the Gemara, Nimtzer Chumroi, says the Mishnah, it turns out the fact that we're stringent, that somebody who's not 40 years old is not qualified to sit in a Bezdin, turns out to be Potter, ends up to bring him a leniency that he's not judged as a Zokei Mamre. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. If he's not a member of the Bezdin, because he's not yet first 40 years old, so how did they begin the whole process if he isn't a member of the Bezdin? So some Darachaner suggest that this person was disagreeing with Bezdin, and the Bezdin wanted to clarify what is indeed the proper halacha, and that's why they went up to Bezdin HaGadol, even though he was 40 years old, and that's how this whole procedure began. That's one pshat that I saw. But then I saw a different pshat, because actually, here we're learning that somebody who's not 40 years old is not qualified to paskin a din Torah. But there's a machlokes rishonim, if so is the halacha under all circumstances. There are rishonim that suggest that in a case where there is this person, even though he's not 40 years old, is equal in stature to everybody else in the Bezdin, even though he's not 40 years old, he's allowed to paskin be a member of the Bezdin. There are Rishonim that say the fact that he's equal to others is not enough. It has to be a situation that he's greater than all the other members of Bezdin. But since there are clearly situations where somebody who's not 40 years old can be a member of Bezdin, that's the case that the Mishnah is referring to. Which actually is an interesting discussion, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this halacha that someone who's not 40 years old, someone who's below 40, cannot be a member of Bezdin. And Ratvaz explains the reason is because since already in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, they lived in a time where Svarim were printed, and therefore the Psak could always be referred to by looking at the source in halacha. Therefore, the halacha is that it's not considered going, that he, even though he's not 40 years old, a person could paskin the halacha. The Rama, however, does bring down this halacha, that somebody who's not 40 years old should not be a paisik, unless the circumstances we discussed previously. And in fact, there was a kalkire, there was a proclamation issued by the Noida Behuda and his Bezdin. Noida Behuda was the Rav of the city of Prague, that Svarim should not be written, one should avoid writing Svarim that paskin halachas, because of this very reason, that people are going to come to rely on the Svarim, and perhaps the Svarim are not paskining properly, and now we may come to rely on them, inappropriately. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Ki poli mimcha dover. Says the Gemara, that's the introductory words to the parish of Azaka Mamre. Says the Gemara, it's referring to the Mufla Sheva Bezdin HaKos Medaber, the most distinguished member of the Bezdin. Mimcha Zayoyetz. It refers to a person who knows how to figure out if the month or the year, how many days the month should have, and if the year should be a leap year. How do we know that this wording refers to such a person? Kenu Omer, Mimcha Yoytzei Choshev Al Hashem, Roya Yoytz Belialz. You see, the Choshev making these calculations is connected to the word Mimcha. Dovar Zu Halacha refers to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi says that Dovar refers to Agarta. L'Mishpat Zehadin refers to Gzeres Shavos. Bein Dom L'Dom, Bein Dam Nida, Dam Leida, Dam Ziva. There are different types of dam that have halachic significance. All of them are referred to in this pasuk, how a person can become a Zaka Mamre. Bein Din L'Din, it refers to Bein Din in the Fashis, Din in Mominus, and Din in Makis. And all of these circumstances, it's possible to become a Zaka Mamre. Bein Nige L'Nega, Bein Nige Odom, Nige Batam, Nige Begodim. Again, a person could become a Zaka Mamre in any of these halachic issues. Divrei, Eila Charomim, a person says something should be a Cherim. Erchin, every person, according to the Torah, based on his age and his gender, has a specific value. Vagdacious. Rivois, refers to Hashkoa Soita. Darivus Egola, if a corpse is found, and like Noida Miko, we don't know who was the one that murdered that corpse. The Taras Mitzayra. And as Mepharshim explained, all of these cases fall under the category of revois because they come through dispute. A husband and a wife, that's how she becomes a Saita. The Egla, somebody was murdered, typically came about because there was a dispute. Mitzayra is an individual who's quarrelsome, and that's why he becomes a Mitzayra. Bisharecha refers to Leket Shecha Peya. In all of these circumstances, a person can become a Zakeh Mamre, and the pasuk says, "V'kamta mi'bezdin." As we learned in the Mishnah, the discussion begins in the local bezdin, v'lisa, and then they go up, as we learned in the Mishnah, to Yerushalayim. Melamed shebeis hamikdash gevoya me'et Yisrael, that the beis hamikdash is in a higher spot than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is Gavaya Mikol HaRotzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. El HaMokoyim, the pasuk says El HaMokoyim, Melamed Shamokoyim Goyim, that it has to be specifically, as we learned in the Mishnah, where the Zakir Mamre went against a psak that emanated Min HaMokoyim from the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Beis HaMikdash Gavaya Eretz Yisrael, well, we said that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael is understandable. The Ksiv Va'alisa, that to go to the Beis HaMikdash, it requires Va'alisa. El Eretz Yisrael Gevoy Mikol HaRotzos Manalei. How do we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv. L'chein Hine Yom and Boim Num Hashem. When Mashiach will come, says the Navi Yirmiyah, we will no longer praise Hashem for the fact that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Kiim Chai Hashem, Ashehelo v'Shehevi Zer Beis Yisrael Mi Eretz Sufayna Umi Kol Harotzois Ashedachdim Sham V'Yoshva V'Shuva Al Admosam. We all go up to Eretz Yisrael, so we see that Yisrael is higher than all other countries. Ask many Mefarshim that we know that Eretz Yisrael is not the highest spot in the world. So if Eretz Yisrael is not the highest spot in the world, how does Al Gemara suggest that it is? So I saw a number of turutzim to this question. The Ratvaz suggests that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other places because Eretz Yisrael was originally higher than all the places. However, since, as we unfortunately know, Eretz Yisrael went through many different destructions, and because of all the destructions that Eretz Yisrael experienced, that's why Eretz Yisrael became pushed down and it's now lower. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that because Eretz Yisrael was the only country that was not affected by the Mabul, since it was the only country that was not affected by the Mabul, that's why Eretz Yisrael is considered higher than all other countries. Another pshat that I saw is that, in fact, how can we say that a country is higher or lower? Don't we know that that's only possible if the world were flat? But we know that the world is not flat. We know that the world is round. It means that Eretz Yisrael is gevoyah mikol ha'aretzos. Eretz Yisrael is the point from where the rest of the world was created. And then when the Gemara goes on to say that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than everywhere else, it's because the Beis HaMikdash is this place in Eretz Yisrael from which everything emanated. So gevoyah is not to be understood, so to speak, in a physical sense, but rather gevoyah is to be understood in a more of the way that the world was created. It's the most significant place from which the world was created. A fourth pshat that I saw to this question is that the Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. It's like a deer. What does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is like a deer? That just like by a deer, if you take the skin off the animal of a deer and then you try to replace it, you won't be able to do it. The skin expands according to the need. So too, says the Gemara, that the mitzvah Shem, b'karei b'yameinu, when Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, will expand to make room for all of us to have place in Eretz Yisrael. So teaches us our Gemara that not only will Eretz Yisrael expand in the width to make room for everybody to be there, but Eretz Yisrael will also expand in the height to give room to make it higher than all other places. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban, Azok Mamre, Ein Echayiv, Ela Adova, Shizodoyne Kores, Vishigos Echatas. According to Divrei Rameya, according to the opinion of Rameya, one is not Chayiv, one does not become Azok Mamre, unless he rules regarding the subject, that if one did the Aver B'mezit, he's Chayiv Kores, and B'shogeg, he's Chayiv Chatas. Rabbi Huda says, Adova, Shikim Medivrei Taira, or Purusha Medivrei Seifrim. One is only a Zakei Mamre if something has a basis in the Taira, and Chazal explained what the Taira meant. So the Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Rabbi Huda's opinion. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that Rabbi Huda is actually a Machmer. That according to Rameya, one only can become a Zakei Mamre, and Dovah Shizodani Kareis, Vishigasai Chatos, holds Rabbi Huda, that no, as long as it's something that's Ikra Medivrei Torah, or Purusha Medivrei Seifrim, that also will be a situation where one can become a Zakei Mamre. However, I did see other Mefarshim that suggest that Rabbi Huda actually is coming to be more lenient. And according to Rabbi Huda, it's only one specific case. We're going to discuss it tomorrow, Shir. Tefillin will be the only case where according to Rabbi Huda, one can become a Zakei Mamre. Rav Shimon Raim Afilo Digduk Echad Medigduk Eisayfrim. Shimon says that even if he goes against just this, an inference made by Chazal, there too he could become a Zakei Mamre. And here too we have a Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand Rav Shimon's opinion. Some say Rav Shimon is saying that anything the Rabbanan said, if the Zakei Mamre rebels against, he becomes a Zakei Mamre. Even if it's a purely the Rabbanan Halacha, for example, Chanukah, Purim, that have no foundation in Torah Shebiksav, but are the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, one who goes against, who says different than Chazal, will become a Zakei Mamre. However, I did see that there are other Rishonim that say that even according to Reb Shimon, it has to be something that has a foundation in the Torah. Just the Rabbanan are the ones who amplified it. But if it's something that has no foundation in the Torah at all, even Reb Shimon would agree that one doesn't become a Zakei Mamre. And now the Gemara explains their machlokes. My Talmud Rameya says, Gomer Dover Domer. He learns a Gzeir Shava. Ksiv Hocha, regarding the parish of Zakei Mamre, Ki Polimimcha Dover Lemishpat, V'ksiv hasam, regarding the parhelm dovish al tzibur, if based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin, of the Sanhedrin, most of Klai Yisrael did an aveira. The pasuk says, v'nelem dover meine akol. Malahalan, one is the chayif of parhelm dovish al tzibur, only in a situation with dovish chayiv as udone kareis v'ashigosei chattas. Afkan here too, one is could become a zokim mamre only on a subject which is stava shechayiv as udone kareis v'ashigosei chattas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because he says the parsha of zokim mamre says al pi hatoyra sheirucha ad the ikat toyra v'yirucha. We have something that's mentioned in the Torah and Chazal v'yirucha taught us how to apply this halacha. That's when one becomes a zakei mamre. Rav Shimon, ashi yigidulcha min hamakom ahu, afilu kaldehu. If he disagrees with Chazal in the kaldehu, even in the slightest manner, he becomes rachman al tzlon, a zakei mamre. Interesting machlokes rishonim. When does one become a zakei mamre? Is it only in a situation where the Sanhedrin were machmer? The Sanhedrin ruled stringently and he ruled leniently, that's when he becomes Zaka Mamre. Or the opinion of other Rishonim is that certainly in that case he becomes Zaka Mamre, but even in a case where he was Makel, where Machmer, where the Sanhedrin was Makel, where the Sanhedrin were lenient and he was Machmer, there too, according to the opinion of many Rishonim, it's actually Machlokes Ran and Rambam, that he will also be able to become a Zakein Mamre. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Huna Bachinan al-Rava. Tegmi l'ohar masnissan liv rameya. Could you please explain the Braisa that we learned on the Tapir Amid? Would a Braisa on the Tapir Amid explained that all of these various situations of halacha, somebody could become a Zakein Mamre? And now Rameyer limited that one only becomes a Zokim Mamre if we're referring to situation of Dova al Shizodoyne Kareis v'shigosei chattas. So what the Gemara now is looking to do is to see how in every one of the subjects, many subjects, in fact it's going to be two dafim of Gemara, how in every one of the subjects that were identified in that Braisa, we could have a question that will relate to an issue which is Dova al Shizodoyne Kareis v'shigosei chattas. Amalei Rava l'Rapapa. So Rava said to Rapapa, Puk Targmalei. Go out and explain it that way. So he did. The first case we spoke about was Kipale. The pasuk began, the parasha of Zakei Mamre began with the words Kipale, that we explained the Muflor Shem Bezdin HaKos Medaber. The pasuk speaking to the most distinguished member of Bezdin. Mimcha, and the Braisa continued, Zeyoyetz. That means an individual, Shidei La'abish Shonim L'Kfaya Chadoshim. He knows when to make a year, a leap year, and to make a moon, how long the month should be. Says the Gemara, so now we have to find a situation of Dovah Shizodoyin Nekoreis V'Shigosei Chattas regarding a leap year. Kiditnan. As the Mishnah says, Im Sechte Idjis. Hein Hi Idu. The Mishnah says, the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pius said testimony, Shema Abram is called Sashana Kol Adar. We know that a leap year is declared by making an extra month of Adar. And they said that the entire month of Adar could still be the time where we declare a leap year, except the last day of Adar, Lamed Adar. Since technically Lamed Adar could already be Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and a day that could be Rosh Chodesh Nissan is too late to make into a leap year. Shaya Oimrim, because there were those that said Ada Purim, that only until Purim can we make a year a leap year. The reason being, because we know Shloish Miyoyim Kodem Achag, 30 days before Yom Tov, we have to begin learning the halachos of the Chag. So they were concerned originally that if we'll declare a leap year after Purim, where people already began learning Hilchas Pesach, and now we'll say that the Pesach is being postponed by a month, that will cause confusion. However, they said that we could declare a year a leap year. Dila Hai Gisa, which means very simply, the Bezdin declared after Purim that it should be a leap year. and therefore Pesach is going to be later. The Zoker Mamre disagrees, so he'll have Pesach earlier. But when Pesach really takes place, they'll be eating chametz, which is a chiyuv karis, or vice versa. The Mefarshim discuss how can a person have the ability to argue on Beis Din and declare a leap year? Isn't there a halacha? Atem afilu shogigim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu matom. So the Aruch HaNer says that that's only regarding a month, not regarding the year. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask that this is not up to the Zoker Mamre. The making of the year is up to the Beis Din Hagola and the Nasi. So what does it make a difference what the Zoker Mamre says? So Mefarshim explain that it's referring to a situation where the Beis Din, or they gave over this authority to the Zoker Mamre, but now Beis Din declared it should be a leap year or not a leap year, and he is disagreeing disagreeing with what the Beis Din said. The next case we said was Dover Zu Halacha. Dover means that the Zoker Mamre is going against a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. What do we find in a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? A Dover Shizudoni Kores V'Shugosei Chattis, says the Gemara, Zu Hilchas Achadosar. As we always say before we give this introduction, we must emphasize that the halacha that I'm going to now say is only midaraisa. Midrabanan, and that is the halacha nowadays, any woman who sees even the slightest discharge of dam must wait till she becomes clean and wait zayin nikim. Midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 days and 11 days. During the 7 days, she can become a nida. And the halacha of a nida is that as long as she waits 7 days, even if they weren't clean days, and now she no longer has any discharge, she's no longer a nida. And a woman can become a nida during those 7 days. Then begins a cycle of 11 days. During those 11 days, a woman can become a zova. The halacha of a zova is that if she sees dam for 1 day, or even 2 consecutive days, she has to be shemeris yoim keneged yoim. She has to wait for a day that she sees no discharge, and then she becomes tohar. However, if she sees dam for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zov gedoyla, and the halacha is that she has to wait to zayin nikim. She has to wait for 7 days where she has no discharge. Furthermore, everyone is in agreement that if she saw dam on the 11th day of this 11-day cycle, that she doesn't become a zava. And she doesn't even have to be a shemeres yoim k'neged yoim. The question, as our Gemara now begins, is what will be the halacha if she sees dam on the 10th day of this 11-day cycle? Ditmar, a siri. What will be the halacha if she sees dam on the 10th day? Rabbi Yochanan, a siri. Kachi, we treat the 10th day like the 9th day. And just like on the 9th day, if somebody sees dam, she has to be Shemer Shem Kenegi Joim, so too will be the halacha on the 10th day. Shem Melakasham Asir Kacharasar, says the Gemara in explaining the Machlaikas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Asiri Kachi, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that we treat the 10th day like the 9th day. Machi, if she saw dam on the 9th day, Boy Shimur, she has to wait to be clean. Af Asiri, so too will be the halacha if she sees dam on the 10th day. Rish Lakish, however, is of the opinion that Asiri is ke'achar asar. We treat the 10th day like the 11th day. Ma'achar asar le'boy shimer. Everybody's agreement that if she had a discharge on day 11, then day 12 is the first day of the 7-day cycle, and she doesn't even have to have that day clean to be mutter to her husband. Af Asiri, since the 10th day, she can never become a Zava Gedoyla, because there's only 2 days left to the cycle, day 10 and day 11. By day 12, she'll be ready starting her 7-day cycle. So that's why Rish Lakish says, we treat day 10 like day 11, and af Asiri le'boy shimer. So the Mefarshim explained The machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is how far does the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai go? Does the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai only speak about a discharge of the 11th day not requiring Shemar? Or does the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai also speak to the 10th day? So now, how does this affect the Zaken Mamre? It affects it very significantly. Let's say a woman had a discharge on day 10. Rish Lakish will say she doesn't have to have Shemar. Rabbi Yochanan says that she does have to have Shemar. The Sanhedrin paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, and if the Zaken will tell her that right after day 10 she can go to the mikveh and she doesn't have to wait day 11, and she'll have relations with her husband on day 11, it will be a situation that she was over davar shesudayne kares v'shigasay chatas. That's where the Zaken Mamre was a makel. But as I said earlier, and we're not necessarily going to do this in every case, but here Tosfos points it out, we also said that if the Zaken Mamre is a machmer, we also could become a Zaken Mamre. How will it be that if he passes like Rabbi Yochanan and the Bezdin passes like the like Rish Lakish, how will he become a Zaken Mamre? So Tosfos explains, it refers to a situation that, let's say, this woman touched Truma and it became Tamei, and now this produce, Truma produce, was used to, as money to be Mekadosh and Isha. If we say that we follow the opinion of Rish Lakish, she's not Tamei, and therefore the Truma she touched didn't become Tamei, and therefore it has value, and the Kedushin are valid Kedushin, and the woman is an Eishes Ish. And if somebody has relations with that woman, it's a davar shezadayne kares v'shigasay chatas. If, however, she is tamei until the end of the 11th day, so what she touched, this produce that's truma, it's worthless, and it cannot affect a kedushin. Mishpat, we said zahadin. That's referring to a gzeirus shava. What is the gzeirus shava? We could have a case of davar shezadayne kares v'shigasay chatas. Says the Gemara, didn't beat him in a sasai. As we learned earlier in Amasechta, the Torah does not explicitly teach us that a daughter who was born to somebody from a woman whom he violated, he may not have relations with her. However, Rava taught us, Dama Rava, Omli Rav Yitzchak Barav Dima, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. We learned through Gzeirus Shava that she is Asr. Now, if the Zaken Mamre rejects this Gzeirus Shava and he allows somebody to have relations with his illegitimate daughter, we'll have a situation of Davos is done in Karas v'shigasei chatas. The next case that was referred to in the Braisa was Bein Dam L'Dam, which we said speaks to Bein Dam Nida, Dam Leda, and Dam Ziva. We have to find a situation for each one of these cases, which is Doinei Kareis v'shigosei chatas. Dam Nida is the plukta of Makavya b'mahalo v'rabonin. The Machloikas v'kavya b'mahalo v'rabonin, the Tanan. Dam Hayoruk. Machloikas ha'poiskim. What does Dam Hayoruk include? Some say Dam Hayoruk means greenish discharge. Others say it means a yellowish discharge. And the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch seems to be both colors, yellow and green, fall into the category of Dam HaYomer. Akavya Mahalo Metame says such Dam is Tame, V'chamim Oimrim that such Dam is Tar. So if the Bezdin accepts the Pesach of Akavya Mahalo, so this woman is a Nida. And the Zaken Mamre, who accepts the Pesach of the Chachamim, will be against the Bezdin, will be allowing a woman who's a Nida to have relations with her husband. But it could also work the other way. Let's say a woman, as we said before, during the 7-day cycle, has a discharge of this Dam Hayorik. So Kavi Ben Mahal will say that this is considered the beginning of the 7 days, that she's a Nida. According to the Chachamim, let's say the next day or two days later, she has a discharge of red dam. According to Chacham, 7-day count only begins afterwards, at that point. Now the question is, let's say she'll have relations at the end of the 7 days, because we start counting like a kavya b'mahalul from when she had the discharge of dam hayorik, which is not yet 7 days, not yet a count of 7 days, and we start counting from when the dam edoim were discharged. It'll turn out again that he, based on the wrong psak of the Zaka Mamre, somebody will have relations with a woman who is a nida. Dam leida. Again, we need to review the din midaraisa. And again, I stress that this is the din midaraisa. Midaraisa, when a woman has a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, no matter what. And for the next 33 days, even if she has a discharge, she's tahor. By a girl, everything doubles. For the first 14 days, she's tamei under all circumstances. And for the next 66 days, she's tahor under all circumstances. And we have, says the Gemara, machloikis of Rav and Levi. Ditma, Rav amamayin echad hu. The woman, the dam, the discharge that comes from a woman's body, comes from one place. Hatayra tamasai, vatayra tarasai. The Torah said certain dam is tamei, certain times, during the first 7 days by boy, during the first 14 days by a girl, vatayra tarasai. And the Torah said the next 33 days by boy, the next 66 days by a girl, even though the dam is coming from the exact same spot, she is tahar. The Levi, on the other hand, says shnei mayonis. There are two sources. Nistama tamei. First, the tamei place closes up for niftach hatar, nistama tar, and niftach hatamei. And now we'll have the practical case of the machloitus of Rav and Levi. Is where a situation where after day 14 or after day 80, when a girl was born, the woman continues seeing the dam. There was no stop. According to Levi, there was no stop, and there's only one mayon, Levi said, that dam will continue being the same dam that was there previously. But according to Rav, according to Levi, that dam will be the same dam. And therefore, even after day 80, she could be tar if she sees dam. And even after day 14, she'd be tamei if she sees dam. But according to Rav, Rav's psak is that it comes from the same place. And it just depends on the time. So after day 80, she's always tamei. And after day 14, she's always tar. And now if somebody paskins differently than Bezdin in this question of what is the dam, Bezdin, let's say, paskins like Rav, and he paskins like Levi, or vice versa, we could have a situation where a person's having relations with a woman who's a nida. Where do we have a machloikis regarding dam ziva? Says the Gemara, regarding the machloikis of Rav Elezer of Yeshua, the Tanan. Kishisha shloshi yom b'toich echad asayoyim. If a woman who was in labor, and she was bleeding in labor, for 3 days, within the days of the 11 days that we discussed earlier, where a woman could become a zava, says the Gemara, im sofsa me'esel es v'yolda, if she had relief for 24 hours and then she gave birth, harezu yuletz bezav. She is considered a woman that since first she saw dam for 3 days, and those 3 days were in the 11 day cycle, so she becomes a zava, and she's considered a woman who gave birth as a zava, and therefore she will not be permitted to her husband until she has Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days, and goes to the mikveh. Divrei Rav Elezer. Rav Shua Omer, Laila v'yoyim k'laila v'shabbos yoyimai. It doesn't mean that she has to have, it's not just enough that she has a 24 hour break. She has to have a break that looks like a Shabbos, which means a night and a day. So what would be the practical nafkamina? Let's say she stopped having these pains 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So according to Rebbe Lezer's opinion, but if that break goes on to the next day 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she will be considered a Yoledes Bezov. According to Rebbe Shua, it's not enough, because we have to go till the night, and if before night she again has pain, she will not be considered a Yoledes Bezov. The Mishnah adds, it means that she had relief from the pain, but not necessarily she had stopped seeing dam. But as long as she has this relief, and here too, the question will be, is she considered Yeledes Bezov? And if she's a Zova, the husband who has relations with her, she is, it's a considered situation of Dovish is Doine Karis or Shigasai Chattis. The Braisa continued saying that the Pasuk says, Bein Din Ledin, refers to Bein Dine Mominis, Dine Nefashis, Dine Marcus. Dine Mominis refers, says the Gemara, to the Plukta Shmuel Vrabavu. Dama Shmuel, we learned earlier in our Masechta, Shnaim Shadonu, even though Bezdin should have three members, Shmuel says, Shnaim Shadonu, Dineim Din, El Shinikron Bezdin Chotzef. Avu Aymer, Ladivre Hakol, Ein Dineim Din. Everybody agrees that it's not valid in Torah. Now the question will be that let's say we had it in Torah based on the psak of two dayonim, and somebody now got money based on that psak. Now, if according to Shmuel, that is money that really belongs to him, and therefore, if he's mekadosh a woman with that money, the kedushin is a valid kedushin. It's not considered stolen money. According to Mavua, the psak is not considered a valid psak, and the kedushin is not considered a valid kedushin. So now, if someone had relations with a woman who became mekudeshes with such money, according to Shmuel, that woman is an Ashes Ish, and another person having relations with her is having relations with an Ashes Ish, whereas according to Mavua, that woman is not considered an Ashes Ish, and one having relations with her is not considered having relations with Ashes Ish. It also could go the other way around, because what would be the halacha if this woman now took Kedusha money, legitimate Kedusha money, no question Kedusha money, from a second man? According to Shmuel, that second Kedusha is meaningless, because she's already an Ashes Ish. According to Bavua, that second Kedusha is a very valid Kedusha, because she is not an Ashes Ish. Of course, the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara could have given many circumstances, as we have been learning, where there's a machloikis regarding Dinei Mominus, but the Gemara wanted to show a very big chiddush, that not only if in the actual case there's a shaila, but even regarding the makeup of the Bezdin, that also is considered a situation that it can become a Zokim Mamre. Dinei Nefashis refers to the machlokes of Rabbi Rabbanan. The Tanya Rabbi Omer, Nesat of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, when the Pasuk discusses, as we mentioned earlier, where two men were fighting with each other with intent to kill each other, and a woman bystander who was pregnant walks by and she was killed. So now the question is what the Pasuk says, Nesat of Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Rabbi Omer, the definition of a nesata nefesh tachas nefesh means that you pay the value of that woman. Because Rabbi's opinion, as we learned earlier, is neskavin laharagazeh vaharagazeh is potter. At the Omer moment, oyel nefesh mamish, nema nesina lamala, v'nema nesina lamata, ma'al lahala moment, afkan moment. So now, there's a machlokes, are they entitled to this money? So now the question be, according to Rebbe, this money is something that the yorshim of the woman are entitled to, and therefore that money is theirs. According to Rabbanan, they're not entitled to money, and if they took that money, it would be considered stolen money. And again, we would have a question if that money was used to be mekadosh and isha. Dinei Makis, the Braisa said that one can become a zaka mamri, but Dinei Makis, what is that? Says the Gemara, Plukta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan. That nan, makas b'shloisha. To give makas, you need a bezdin of three dayonim. Mishmum Rabbi Shmuel Amr, bezdin v'shloisha, you need a bezdin of 23. Now, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was a bezdin of three who passed him that he should get makas, and then during getting the makas, the person was injured, the bezdin owes him nizokin. According to Rabbanan, it's not owed. And again, that money question is it considered stolen money or not? Be-nege-le-mega, the Braisa said, be-nige-odom, nige-botom, nige-begodom. Where do we have a situation in nige-ogon? Says the Gemara, plenty of Shuv Rabbanan. That none. The Pasuk says, in Beheris kodmel seya halovin, if the Beheris came before the white hair, tomei. Im say lovon kadmela beheres, he's tahor. Suffolk, if there's a doubt which came first, the Tanakama holds his tamei, and Rishuaim a keya. What does keya mean? Ask the Gemara. My keya, Amrem a keya tahor. He's considered tahor. Now, the halacha is, if somebody who's a mitzoyra goes into the base of Migdosh, he's chayiv karis. So if this question, if he is or isn't a mitzoyra, is relevant to karis, if he's mechuyiv karis for entering the base of Migdosh in this status. Nigei batim is regarding the plukta Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Rabbanan. Tanan, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer, lo'olam ein abayis tamei, a house is not considered afflicted with nigei batim, at shir kishnei grisim ashtei avonim, until you have a tsaras, that's the size of two gris, on two stones, that are on the shnei solam ksarim zavis, that are on two walls that form a corner. Orkoi, the length of it must be kishnei grisim, the length of two grisim, and rochboi, the width has to be kigris. My tam the Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, ksif kir, ksif kirois. Eiz a kirois, kirois, have on mazer Karen's office. And here too, if somebody went into such a house, and then he becomes tamei, and then he went into the base of Migdosh, he'd be chayiv kareis. And now the question is the house considered a house of Nigibatim or not? Nigibagadim, where do we have a situation of Nigibagadim? Says the Gemara, plucked Rabbi Yonis and Naphtolos for Rabbanon. The Tan, Rabbi Yonis and Naphtolos, Oimer, Menayin, Lepricha Begadim Shitaira, that a garment, that the entire garment is affected by the tsaras, that it's tar. Says the Gemara, Nema Karachas Vigabachas Ba'adam. If the pious person is covered with tzaras, he's tar. Afkan park b'kolay tar. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yonason. The Rabbanan, however, disagree, and they say that this din, that if it affects the entire person, he's tar, is only by people, not by garments. And again, if somebody touched such a garment and he goes into the base of Mikdash, he's chayiv kareis. And the question will be, if the Zakeh Mamre said that he's tar, and the Bezdin said that this is a beggar that has nigei godim, and now he went into the base of Mikdash, it'll be a situation of dover, shizadonei kareis, v'shigagosai chatas.